Welcome back to the Creator Podcast. My name is Chantal. I'm your host and creator of this show. This is a show I created 2 seasons ago because I wanted to talk about art. And I know a lot of creative people, but everybody that I talk to and everybody that listens to my other shows are not always creative. So I wanted to talk in a space for creatives, about art. And if anybody is interested in the art spaces, this should be a spot that they could press play and get into. Okay? Art is life, and life is universal. No matter where you are at or where you are from, it's all working together. It's all like mashed potatoes, honey. Put the cilantro in, put the pinch of salt in, put whatever you need to put in there to make it tasty, but it's all working together. So when we are expressing ourselves, preserving our talents, and sharing what we know culturally, we are feeding the streets. That's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the fact that we cannot have culture diversity without having art. We cannot have art without having culture diversity. It is not only art from the West matters. It's not only art from the East matters. Not only art from the South matters. Not only art from the North matters. We are universal with this shit. Okay? It must be heard. It must be seen. It must be felt. It must be understood. It must be shared. It is universal. We have all contributed to art. So you're liking the show. That is great to know. My name is Shan, but you already know that because you're listening. You're listening. You might be listening to Call Me When You Get Off. You might be listening to Cozy Room. Creator, She Gets a Pod, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right with Shan, or So What Page Be On Bit. Either way, you're listening, and I appreciate you. If you would like to support these podcasts, don't be afraid to look for the link in the show notes and donate to the show, or you can get you some merch on the Shanby Podden spot. You can find me at Shanby Podden. When it comes to guests, I like to pick my people. So please do not DM me and tell me you want to come on the show. Please do not email me and tell me what author you have that I should have on the show, because every show has a different focus and I like to pick my people. I like to make it authentic, okay? Don't try to use me for your marketing. This ain't that. That ain't this. Anywho, hope you're enjoying the show. Don't forget to find shanbypodden.com. Now back to it. In some form, in some way, and that's what I'm talking about today. Art is a colossal amount of different ways of expressing yourself. It is dance, it is songs, writing, engineering, singing, cooking with spices, different fruit, different meats, different vegetables. The style of cooking, how you plate the food, how you present the food, what do you cook the food on, socially, how you build community, how you show up for other people, how people show up for you, how you share your wisdom, how do you share your pain, building wise, how do you build homes, schools, buildings, offices, cars, objects, things that make how we do things easier. Living in different climates, sharing that day to day, what happens in the morning, why do you do certain things in the morning versus doing them at night? How do you protect yourself? Writing, how do you share stories? How do you write your stories? How do you share poetry? How do you give your poetry? How do you create books? How do you choose what stories go in those books? How do you format those books? Why do you read it from back to front instead of from front to back? Journaling, how do you journal? Film, how do you create the film? Where do you go to create the film? Plays, movies, shows, directing. Okay, lighting. The lighting matters in how a visual is portrayed. Honoring that, respecting that. Loving the process and not just the result. drawing, illustration, painting, sculpting, collaging, photography. It is all art. Creating furniture. It is all art. How do you choose how people wear clothing? How do you design clothing to be functional and comfortable? It is so much to learn the way that we express ourselves. And we all have thoughts, feelings, views, ideas, and life would be so boring if everything was the same. And life would be so boring if people stopped sharing. And life would be so boring if people stopped exploring and traveling and figuring out that there is a fabric that can also be warm when it's cold and cool when it's hot. And figuring out a way to make people wear this, figuring out a way to make people have this to find comfort. It is all through diversity that we discover what we need and how we can use it to our benefit. And that is why art is so important. Good and bad experiences help to shape who we are and what we do and how we do it. How we express love and pain comes through in art. We've been thriving together, and we cannot discredit what we have all contributed to how we create and give art. The experiences of becoming who you are come through the art that we make. Art is a representation of time, history, being, showing up, losing, gaining, and just being human. It's the respect of just being human, not being perfect, not being more than, not being lesser than. The world would not be a vibe without art. There will be no levels to this planet. There will be no color to this planet. There will be no vibrations to this planet if we did not create art and give art regardless of where we are in status. Art brings people together. It starts conversations that must be had. Visually, storytelling brings about community, so share it. Our values, our beliefs, our changes, our talks help manifest what we express through art. And respect people's differences and how they give you art. Just because they could have done it a certain way that you deem to be easier or better or less challenging doesn't mean it's a lesser quality of art because they didn't do it the way you would have done it. Attract your tribe of people by being your full self. Your full creative self. Diversity in art cannot be denied, and a lot of people need your mindset to create the art that they need to create, to be motivated to do what they need to do, to be motivated to be who they need to be. The history with creativity is endless. It's not about perfection, it's about perseverance. And art also has always been political. Exploitation, inequality of people creates art. The reason why we had so many great leaders of the past was because they were willing to speak up and express themselves and pour into people who felt like the world was against them, to motivate them, to pour into life, to lift up their spirit. That is a form of art. That is a form of expression. So no, we cannot have art without having culture diversity. And every time you see art, think about that. Think about the fact that this world wants to single out people. This world wants to separate people. This world wants to decide on who can be here, who can have this, who is able to cross this border when we've been crossing borders against people's will. For centuries, we've been benefiting on other cultures for centuries. So instead of trying to be divisive and work against each other, figure out a way we can work together and build things together. Because clearly we are all benefiting on other cultures' point of view, other cultures' beliefs and values. You can't choose what you want to benefit from other people, but you can respect it.